Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ornstein tweeted, and I think Paul Joyce said something as well, that the plan is that Salah's going to stick around. We're going to sign a contract extension. If you told me this 6 months ago, I'd have been like, that's absolutely incredible news. But on the back of all this, it's a very weird situation where my immediate thought when I watched that was like, I'm backing Klopp in this, and Klopp's leaving. Do you know what I mean? I'd be taking Klopp's side on this and going, you shut up, you've not been doing the business.
Well, isn't it a bit suspicious that it's come out today how everything's wonderful at the club and Salah's staying?
The timing
after
is.
All this little fuss.
Would you sell Salah this summer?
No, not a chance.
Not a chance.
Absolutely no chance. I don't think he'd even want to go. Why would he? He's at the top of his career. He still thinks he can win the Ballon d'Or and the Golden Boot and the Champions League and the Premiership. He's not going to go to Saudi Arabia and into obscurity.
Just to dig on this, though, are you not concerned with what you've seen from him since coming back from AFCON?
Yeah, I think he's got his first injury in his career, and I think it's affected him quite badly. I don't think he's reached form. But, you know, give him a break. You know, look at his career with us. He's entitled to one period of two months or 3 months where he just isn't at it.
Yeah.
You know, and give him a chance as well. He's playing with Darwin Nunez.
Can I answer in a different way?
Just going to throw a diamond in that particular muscle.
I probably would.
Sell him.
I probably would now, yeah. And I take your point, and I agree with them actually, John, about the injury. I think it's a really pertinent point, and it's probably right as well. But I do look at his age, and I do think, if you are wanting to take money for Salah, it has to be this summer, because unless you sign him up to a new contract and you're convinced that he's going to be good for the next 4 years, it's a huge risk at £300,000 a week or whatever. So I would be weighing my options up, and I'm not dead set on selling him, by the way, but I'm thinking, if I get a bid of £150 million, that is a rebuild that I think Liverpool need in some big areas of the field, because I think
I don't think you're getting a bid that big this summer.
Well, maybe not. Even if it's 100, I might consider as well, by the way, for the same reasons. I think there is still a large rebuild. I think we've got a crux of a very, very good squad here.
You know, if he's getting sold and he has anything to do with it, he's signing for Newcastle. Or he's signing for Paris Saint-Germain. He's not going to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. No, probably. I agree with that. Yeah, you're probably right, but he might not.
My thing on this, my concern, and Paul Tompkins done some really interesting stuff on this, and he talked, I'm paraphrasing terribly, but like the sort of the rot of the aging superstar. And I said this the other week about like Messi, you know, Salah's being a bit Messi-ish for us. And what I mean by that is, nobody asks, Messi was so good and so important that you don't ask him to get back and defend, because he's just so, he's just Messi. Just let him be what he wants to be and give him the ball and let him go on and go and win games of football for you. But I don't think that fits with our overall ethos. So that worries me a little bit of a touch. Paul's done a lot of work on like the real significant tail off in Salah's overall is what would be accounted as almost like the work rate metrics in a pressing side, and how they've gone in his defensive actions and all that. Now that might be systemic. They might be choosing that Yeah. But that is a potential warning sign for us. But the big one for me is that, because if we, and this is speculation, by the way, but if we're saying the Klopp, that Salah's got a cob on because he's on the bench, but sign all the new contract he wants, but he's going to be playing a lot more on the bench in that next 3 years or 4 years or whatever a contract, if that's what he does. And this is the Steven Gerrard thing, which where he struggled and where it actually didn't do Liverpool any great favours. Because what does that contract look like? How much a week is that? And what does that do to your structure, your pay structure? Your best player, your highest wage earner needs to be your best player. And right now, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Still our top goal scorer.
He's still our top goal scorer. Okay. He is our best attacking player without a shadow of a doubt still, even though he's had a poor season. I think actually across the board, I don't think he's played brilliantly this season, but he's been effective, which is, let's be honest, no one else has been effective, but maybe Cody Gakpo's playing well, but he's not been any more effective than Mo Salah. So that's a real trickier situation, because I think someone like Van Dijk is a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Just give him a new deal, because he's just, you know, you still can't get better than him. Look at Thiago Silva, you know, he's only just starting to reach the end of 40. Alisson Becker, I'd be similarly inclined, really. Just box him off. He's a world-class goalkeeper. If you want to do that. Trent, no doubt, best player, one of the best players on the planet. Prime age, sorted. But Salah, we've just seen this is our first example of, is this like the warning sign?
Well, it might be, but then I think you've got to look back to Virgil van Dijk and to John's point, and to back John's point up. Virgil van Dijk took a long time to come back from a really big injury. Salah's come into a side that's not particularly in good form and hasn't played well himself, so give him the benefit of the doubt. I understand all of that. Mm. But I think at 32 years old, probably, is he now, Salah?
No, he's 32, I think.
So 32, starting next season, 32 years old.
There is an argument that you can do a lot with the money if you get a good offer for him.
There's
another argument that he's our top goal scorer. Top goal scorers are very difficult to find. You know, why get rid of one when you've got one? And you can even let him run his contract down for a year if you want.
That's what I wouldn't be able to do. But I think the thing for me is, at 32 years old, what are you looking for? What are we expecting to get out of him? Because there is going to be a rebuild, and I think it's incredibly difficult for a manager to come in and sell Salah, by the way. Uh-huh. I think that's almost unheard of. He will want to go, fucking hell, this is the best player I've ever had the chance to manage. I want to run with him. So it's not going to be the manager that decides this. It's going to be people that have been at the football club who decide this. And we know that what Michael Edwards thinks of 30-plus year olds in the data and stuff like that. So I think it's got to be a conversation.
I think you've got to decide whether Mo Salah is just an ordinary footballer, or whether he's in the same bracket as the Ronaldos, the Suarez's, the Ronaldos, who go on playing football at the top level until their mid-30s.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you think there's any chance that he's that kind of a player, you keep him.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah. I think he definitely could be, but for me, it's stylistically as well, because, you know, on the slot, we've all had conversations and heard a lot about his style. It's going to be not too dissimilar to Klopp's, and obviously the counter-pressing and the turnovers and all that sort of stuff. Now, is Mohamed Salah still able of doing that? If he is, maybe he can play a long, sort of glorious role in slots Liverpool. But right now, the underlying numbers aren't exactly screaming to me that he is capable of that. And although his numbers output-wise have been really good this season, there's no two ways about it. Like, I've sat here on numerous occasions down the line this campaign and said, he wasn't very good today, Salah, but he scored twice, so when we go over our lives. Yeah. Now, when that dries up, like it has done in recent weeks, then it's a completely different conversation altogether. I think if we were sat here and he had 3 years remaining on his current contract, it wouldn't even be a conversation for me. But, oh yeah, we're not selling Salah. What are you talking about? And even last summer, when the Saudi interest came right at the end of our window, we're like, no, we can't sell Mo Salah. That's mental. He's best player in the world at times, and he's absolutely incredible. He's a talisman for us. He's so, so important to what we do. However, when you fast forward to now, and we've seen it's almost culminated at the perfectly wrong time in a way, because he's playing really poorly. He's got 12 months left on his deal. There's a new manager coming in. We know Saudi money is going to be there or thereabouts for him again. So, well, like you say right at the end there, it is most definitely a conversation. And I'm more surprised by the reports today than I would have been had they have said the contrary. Had they come out and said Salah might be after Saudi interest again, Liverpool are weighing up their options, that would have been less of a shock to me than Salah staying.
Yeah, but that for me is just, I think, you know, you're strutting your stuff there as a football club, aren't you? You're not going to, if your plan is to sell Mo Salah, you don't say he's done.
Yeah.
You say we believe in
absolutely,
him.
Yeah.
We trust in him. We think we can get more years. We're gonna roll
but
with Mo Salah.
The story isn't that Liverpool are offering him a new contract or whatever.
No, they have said that. Owen Sainer said that.
Well, I thought he said was Salah had made a statement that he wanted to stay and finish his career at Liverpool.
They're going to address the contract, which to me, I used to say, you can't let him walk away for free. Mm-hmm. That feels crazy to me.
No, you cannot.
But not too far removed from, as crazy as that is giving him a 2-3-year contract. On the same terms, by the way, because we know what the terms are.
I think my overall thing on this, because we got to remember Michael Edwards is back in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been one of the reasons reportedly why he kind of felt he'd had enough of it all was getting into too many arguments around when footballers need to be moved on and when they should be given new contracts. He will have the data on Salah inside and out. No one will know more about Mohamed Salah than Liverpool's own in-house data team. So they'll have a clear view of that. And I do just wonder whether there is another little underhanded thing here where, listen, sign Salah down to a new contract, because I agree. There's no one out. You're not buying anyone out there who's going to guarantee 20 goals a season. You know, you can get good players who might do that for you, and everyone seems to think they know that they can. But you can buy somebody who thinks going
to
be it, and they're not.
Darwin Nunes to score 30 goals.
Well, yeah, look, but like Chelsea have spent the Premier League era buying legendary centre forwards, and they've all basically flopped in the Premier League. From like Shevchenko and Vieira didn't flop, but he was never a, you know, super prolific, and all those kind of lads, and tons of them. Crespo, God knows, you know. But
Shevchenko, did you say?
Shevchenko and Crespo, and there's tons of Torres. Torres, Kesman. You know, there's loads. They've bought loads of strikers over the years. You think, right, these are going to be the one. So anyway, so you if there's no major bidders and there's no great agitation from Salah to leave, then it makes sense to give him a new contract and keep him around, even if you might think his time's coming to an end, because it does just give you that position where, let's say the same happens this summer as happened last summer, so you're getting to like August and all of a sudden Saudi finally get their pot of money unlocks to all the PIF clubs again, and they go, right, okay, we're going to go make a big move for Salah. It means that we're in a very strong bargaining position. We're not in that thing where Salah's got his contracts running down, there's been no big offers, and it's getting closer and closer to the end of the transfer window and blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, 150 million is 50 million bid. It's 60 million bid, it's 70 million bid. He's got a new contract. If someone comes in, Liverpool get the bargaining power back, as far as I'm concerned. So until I see the shape of what our transfer business looks like, it makes sense to keep him around and keep your options open. But I would be a little fearful of signing a 3-year contract or a 4-year contract with Salah means that he's got to be our best player for the next 4 years, because I'm worried that he won't be, because I think we've seen Mane was done. And we didn't know it at the time. Mm. Spent all year, people going, oh God, Sadio, that's a couple of months. Sadio Mane, lethal. Sorry, watch the Napoli game in 2018 in the Champions League where Alisson save keeps us in the Champions League, by the way, and tell me Sadio Mane was a predatory finish, and he wasn't. He just, you know, he was hot and he was on something. Yeah. He's fell off. Firmino's fell off. Wijnaldum's fell off. Everyone who's gone has fell off. Salah's never going to be better than he is now. maybe this is maybe this
different
is
as well. But this comes back to the system and control, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Because it's the system that's probably forced those players to run out early.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It does. Yeah, because we got the best out of them. We've absolutely ran them back. But we've said this season a lot about Salah, just to sort of how he's become the creator, Mo Salah, and he's not that running behind, that explosive, that dynamic running anymore. So it is slightly different, but I don't know. I don't know if that works.
If he had, though, but just to play devil's advocate almost on my own point, if Darwin Núñez could had been better at finishing his dinner in the last month, or any of our strikers, by the way, because I don't look, let's have a go with Darwin Núñez, it's hilarious. Like, but if Isak or Haaland or whatever had been on the receiving end of some of these passes from Salah in the last 6 weeks, Salah's numbers would look a lot healthier and we'd be a lot more encouraged around his all-round sort of play, because he's not, I mean, the last couple of games he's really been shit, like really been shit. He's not,
his
ever,
touch has been off,
never gotten anywhere near the ball in the Merseyside derby, so like not that game, but there's been plenty of others where he's been in and around.
Some of his passing has been excellent at times, no two ways about it, and you're right, there have been moments whereby we haven't finished,